We're back with another episode of Turning Your Account into an Opportunity Account. Again, my name is Rodney Hunter, CEO of New Age Wealth Asset Management. Another episode, episode 3 of Wealth Apex. Let's get to it. So basically, guys, I'm going to talk to you guys about this. So how much money should one keep on hand in the bank, all right? And if so, what if the money doesn't really earn very much while it's just sitting there? All right. So one of my first recommendations, guys, that I often make to my clients and explain to them that they should really just stuff money in a boring old bank account. All right. Now, perhaps that may seem naive, but just ignore that. All right. Just ignore the interest rate on that. All right. Don't really understand what it's doing. Just really sit there and kind of just look at it really for the next couple, I'd say maybe month and a half or 2 months. All right. All right. So after that, the bank is really paying, 0% on that wonderful wealth building opportunity of yours. You know, now that account can be, sit there. If you guys can, after that second month, you should really have worth of 3 months, worth of spending after that second month. Okay. Now, perhaps, like I did say, that may seem boring, but having 3 months of spending and living expenses in your account is much better than having nothing, I'd say. All right, guys. So let's just put a name on that account. It could be the EF account, emergency fund account. It can be the opportunity fund. It could be anything. All right. The EF account is simply a traditional bank savings or checking account from which you can borrow to spend on big ticket items, guys. Okay. So as far as, cars, car loans, vacations, normally things that you have to finance with debt. Okay. Automobiles, major appliances, furniture, that type of thing. Okay. You're really not really borrowing anything if you pull it money from your account. You're just withdrawing your own money from your own account if you deposit the money, in there from without, and yet you really want to retreat it. I'm sorry, guys. I'm kind of going as fast as I can. I got class in a little bit, so bear with me. But like I said, guys, and yet you really want to treat it like a withdrawal, okay? Like as a loan, you want to pay it back with interest, okay? It's like a little game. You can really play it with yourself, but like I said, it's a fun tactic to use. You really can't hurt yourself, like I said. Once you keep doing this, guys, then you can go online to an online calculator and you can figure out the payment due each month over that appropriate period of time, okay? And then after that, you can just set up a regular old repayment schedule. Just like you regularly would with a car note, a loan repayment, the real deal, just like a real bank. Okay, so long story short, guys, this strategy works, okay? This so-called borrowing and paying yourself back, it really does help long-term. It's perfect to keep capital and your savings balanced. Although, I will love to see your account, though, equal up to 6 months instead of 3 of your annual income. If you can do that, you guys will see a dramatic difference in the style of how you invest and how you just put money into the bank. You will see that you're investing into yourself, okay? I'm going to tell you why just in a moment, all right? This is going to take serious commitment on your part, guys, all right? If you're starting from scratch and you save about 10% per year, it will precisely take you up to 5 years to get up to that goal of 50% of your annual income of savings. If you save at least 15% now, which is my typical recommendation, then you'll reach that goal in a little bit more than 3 years, okay? And yes, I do want you to keep all that money in that boring low interest rate account in about 3 years, because you will see that importance coming in. The important thing to look at, guys, while investing into yourself is not the interest rate, but really what the availability of the funds in that account is for an emergency or opportunity. That's what this is for. For a reason, that's what I call an emergency fund or opportunity fund. That's the reason why we explain it to you. Let me give you guys an example, okay? For example, Mark got $50,000 in his account, in his opportunity account, his emergency fund. He decides he wants to borrow $35,000 of that from his account. So he asked his banker friend how much would a car loan be for that, and he explains 5%. Okay, Mark finds an online deal for that $35,000, repaid over from that 60 months of period of time. So that 60 months of period of time over 5% interest, that's pretty much $660 a month, guys, that Mark is paying on that. So basically, Mark is setting up an automobile payment basically from his checking account to his EF account for that $660 that he basically calculated on his own, you know, for 60 months. Now, after that 60 months, I have to say Mark would have to $54,500, I'm assuming. That's where his calculations would be, and basically the bank owes him nothing. He owes the bank nothing, and the bank owes him nothing, and he has $54,000 in his account for availability of funds or emergencies, okay, guys? And that's just coming from, you know, basically just depositing money into that account monthly, all right? Like I did say, guys, you know, if you multiply that with car loans, large appliances, vacation bills, you know, that adds up, okay? That's a big chunk out of your wallet, okay, guys? So everything that you're financing with debt, you know, that's a lot of money that you're just throwing away, all right, guys? You guys can take advantage of this by depositing your money into a small bank account and using those funds into an emergency account without even having to deal with the pressure of, hey, what is this actually doing? Where is the interest going? Where does my money happen? You know, that type of deal. Okay, guys, you really can't cheat yourself, all right? You're paying the price for this, okay? So don't overlook this simple low-risk strategy to build your wealth slowly, to build your wealth in your account slowly over time, all right? So that's the kind of advice that I got for today. I got class in about, you know, 12 minutes, so I'm going to wrap this up. But, you know, here I am offering wealth advice on Wealth Apex, Episode 3, turning your savings account into an opportunity account, guys. Remember what I said, okay? Read over this podcast, understand the benefits of what this can do, test it out, play a game with yourself, guys. You will see a dramatic difference in the way you invest in yourself and the way that you can carry your funds, all right, guys? Like I said, this is Rodney, CEO of New Age Wealth Asset Management, Wealth Apex. I'll catch you guys later.